Hello, and welcome to the Keto for Christ podcast. Have you been struggling to have success with keto? Have you tried it in the past, had great results, but somehow life happened and you gained it all back? It's so much more difficult the second time around. Am I right? Trust me, friend, I understand and I feel your pain, frustration, and disappointment because that's exactly what happened to me. My name is Cherie Haynes, and I am so passionate about getting the message of keto out into the world. But what if I told you that bringing God into the equation could make all the difference? As Philippians 4:13 states, "For I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength." So, do you want to do keto the easy way or the hard way? If you'd like to do keto the easy way, please join me each week as I share simple strategies for keto and as we pray together for the strength and commitment we need to honor this temple God has given us so that we can better serve Him. I believe when we do keto for Christ, success will be inevitable. Let's go ahead and jump into today's show.
Hello, love. I have a question for you. Do you ever wonder why you want to make significant changes in your life and you try so hard to change, but you can't? Are you as tired of your New Year's resolutions bleeding over year after year like I am? Well, I don't know about you, but a lot of times the things I want to do this year are the same things I wanted to do last year and the year before. Why is that? Well, recently my pastor addressed this very topic, and it was such a paradigm shift for me when I heard his solution. Fortunately, you and I aren't the only ones dealing with these problems. This message was so powerful to me. I've listened to it at least 5 times already, and I just really feel this message will resonate with you too, love. I will make sure to link his original message for you in the show notes, but I'll be pulling many concepts and points directly from his message and sharing my own personal take on it. In 1 Corinthians 9, verses 24 and 25, the Apostle Paul asks a question. He asks, "Do you not know that in a race all the runners run, but only one gets the prize? So run in such a way as to get the prize. Everyone who competes in the games goes into strict training. They do it to get a crown that will not last, but we do it to get a crown that will last forever." He goes on to say in verses 26 and 27, "Therefore, I do not run like someone running aimlessly. I do not fight like a boxer beating the air. No, I strike a blow to my body and make it my slave so that after I have preached to others, I myself will not be disqualified for the prize." So notice how Paul didn't say run to finish or run to place, but run to get the prize, aka run to win. And Pastor Craig reminds us in his message, don't rationalize away the joy of honoring God with your best. As it says in 1 Corinthians 10, verse 31, "Whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God." This subtle reminder in change of focus can make a huge impact. Unfortunately, we aren't always willing to continue on for ourselves, but when we instead have the mindset that everything we are doing is for the Lord, we are willing to make more sacrifices, push harder, and persevere. Pastor Craig says, "Our declaration of faith is this: with God's help, I will choose what I want most over what I want now." I'm going to repeat that again because it is truly powerful. With God's help, I will choose what I want most over what I want now. So why aren't we winning? Why aren't we making progress? Why aren't we achieving the goals we want to achieve? Why aren't we changing the things we want so badly to change in our lives? The answer is, we've been trying for way too long. Think about it. How often do we try to stay keto? Try to stay within our macros? Try to exercise every day? Try to meal plan and meal prep? Try to stop eating all of those fat bombs? Try to cut back on watching TV? Try to read the Bible more? Try to be nicer to our spouse? How about this one? Try not to worry so much. We say to ourselves, I'm trying really hard. Well, what if we changed up our strategy and stopped trying and started training? Training is an entirely different mindset and perspective, isn't it? Trying is an attempt to change with minimal commitment, often a half-hearted commitment. Isn't it true when you're trying to do something, it almost implies that you plan to fail? Just let that sink in for a moment. I know when I first heard this message, this was a punch in the gut for me. The truth hurts, doesn't it? I've realized the hard way, though, if I'm not truly all in with a positive mindset, completely focused and 100% committed, I let myself off the hook way too easily. I justify eating those chips because it's just one meal, right? Which leads to two, three, and so on. As Pastor Craig says, with trying, there is no commitment. It's just a wish. Ouch. Well, training, on the other hand, is a wholehearted commitment to achieve a specific result. When you're training, you have a strategy and a plan. You are in it to win. There is intentionality behind it. There is focus. There is a defined vision. There is a purpose. However, when you're trying, you give up when it gets too hard and say, well, at least I tried. When you're trying, you quit when you don't feel like it. Does this ring as true for you as it does for me, love? I don't know about you, but I am done with this trying stuff, aren't you? Well, when you're training, you don't act according to your feelings. You act according to your commitment. There is a huge difference. Again, the Apostle Paul says in 1 Corinthians 9, verse 25, everyone who competes in the games goes into strict training. Pastor Craig shared the Greek word that I thought was so beautiful and so powerful for the word training. It's agonizomehi. We get our word agony from this, like it's hard work. The word means to contend for victory, to strain every nerve toward the goal. Training is to take every bit of power that you have and even some power that you don't have that comes from the Lord and strain every nerve toward the goal and the call for which God has created you. When is the last time you put everything you had into something, love, and truly leaned on God's strength, asking for Him to be a part of this journey with you? I am the first to admit I am so guilty of leaning on my own strength way too often. but I know what a difference it makes and how much easier it becomes when I surrender to Him and ask for Him to lead the way. Pastor Craig explains that during this period of time, when an athlete went to compete, they went for a 10-month strict training in Greece. It was an intentional, rigorous training that included a very, very strict diet, no wine or alcohol. They would run a certain amount of time each day, no amount of junk food. They exposed themselves to extreme cold and extreme heat. But when you're fighting for something that matters, when you have a vision, when you have a dream, when you have a spiritual assignment from heaven, trying apart from training is unthinkable, right? Remember, when we run to win. 1 Timothy 4, verse 7 says, "Have nothing to do with godless myths and old wives' tales. Rather, train yourself to be godly." When people look at you, they will see something different. You've got a different mindset. You have got a game plan. This is not a half-hearted attempt. This is a full-hearted, every nerve in my body working toward the goal, empowered by the Spirit of God. So what do we do? How do we train? What does it look like if we are training to let God change us into who He wants us to become? Pastor Craig shared this thought and said we should all start here. Training is doing what I can today to enable me to do even more tomorrow. It's that clear, that simple, and that powerful. It's consistently doing what I can today to enable me to do even more tomorrow. God is giving us His power one step, one day at a time. In 1 Corinthians 9, verse 26, the Apostle Paul says, "So I run with purpose in every step. This is not accidental or unintentional. There is actually a plan to this. I have a strategy. I am in training. When I wake up, I know what I am called to do. I am excited for the day. I know that I have a plan and a purpose. And even if I fall back or am set back, I stay focused and step back up because I am in training. A temporary loss doesn't mean permanent defeat. I am coming back because I am in training. So I run with purpose in every step. I am not just shadow boxing. I discipline my body like an athlete, training it to do what it should. Like an athlete. Not like someone who wants to be an athlete. Not like someone who will be an athlete in the future. But like an athlete. This is my identity. Does this sound familiar at all? It's not just what do I want to do, but who do I want to be? When you know who God says you are and you know who you are, you know what to do because you start seeing yourself as an athlete. But when we are trying, we're hoping to become something that we're not. However, when we are training, we are becoming that new creation God intended for us to be all along. Like an athlete, like a disciplined person who follows keto because they feel so amazing when doing so and can better honor God and His purpose for their lives. Like a godly wife, like a bright, shining light. Training isn't just a hopeful experiment. It's a devoted commitment driven by a deeper why. Internalize who you are. I'm not trying to get into shape. I am in training to get into the best shape of my life with the unique mix of talents and passions our Heavenly Father has placed within me so that I can serve God and the world in the way only I can. So, what are you in training for? Fill in the blanks for yourself. I am not trying to blank. I'm in training for blank. You could also say it this way. I'm not trying to blank. I am a blank in training. With God's help, I'm choosing what I want most over what I want now. Love, this is such a game changer. I encourage you to put this up where you'll see it often. The fridge, your computer, your pantry, the bathroom mirror. So, why is it that we try to change but we can't? Perhaps we've been trying way too hard on our own and have forgotten that there is a power that is greater than anything this earth offers and that comes straight from heaven. And when you're weak, His power makes you strong. And again, you're not successful when you achieve the goal in the future. You're successful when you honor God in this very moment. I don't know about you, love, but I am so empowered right now. I would love for you to share with us what you're going to be training for. You can share it in your review on Apple Podcasts or join our Keto for Christ community on Facebook so that we can all support you. Let's go ahead and close in prayer. And I want to share the prayer from Pastor Craig as it really spoke to me. And I know it will speak to you also. Father, I ask by the power of your Spirit that first we would change how we see ourselves, not like our failures of the past, but God, help us to see ourselves as you see us. Call ourselves what you call us. God, help us to see ourselves as victorious, as overcomers, as one who can do all things you call us to do through Christ who gives us strength. And God, give us the courage to stop trying in our own power, but infused by the power of the Holy Spirit, the same power that raised Jesus from the dead. God, help us to train, to be in training to be godly, to train to win, to train to represent you in all that we do, to become more of who you created us to be. We believe, God, that you will empower us. In your Son's name we pray. Amen. Before you go, love, I wanted to remind you that I am a certified health and life coach and would love the opportunity to work with you one-on-one if there's something that you're struggling with. Sometimes, if we are able to dig a little deeper into your personal situation, we can get to the root of the problem together. If you'd like more information, please send me an email at healthcoach.shariehaines@gmail.com. Bye for now, and I hope you have a blessed week in the Lord.